Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
The brothers, for you and I to live for the kingdom of God, it's going to require a perspective shift, a new way of thinking, a new mindset.
What in the world would it mean to pray, "Thy kingdom come"?
Seek first the kingdom of God. Know that your home is in heaven and live as if that's your goal.
What we've done in the past simply can't be done anymore. That we lived our life in a certain manner because it was basically a Christian world, a Christian culture that we're living in. That time, those times are over.
It's not enough to be a believer. It's not. It is not sufficient for you just to believe and that's it. You cannot be a believer. Being a believer leads to being a follower.
Instead of all these things we're worried about that consume our thoughts and our minds, instead of using your mental energy on that, instead, seek his kingdom.
What in the world would it mean to pray, "Thy kingdom come"?
Well, happy new year, everyone. Welcome to Kingdom Culture Conversations, but with a little bit of a twist. Yeah. We're starting another tradition. We just enjoyed the 12 days of Christmas, a Kingdom Culture Conversation tradition, but we're starting a new tradition. They're called Throwback
Throwback Thursday.
What are we doing?
Started from Facebook and Instagram, but we're doing the podcast throwbacks.
Yep.
And I go back to our first summer video series that we did. We called it On Purpose.
On Purpose for
in
a Purpose.
2016.
Yep, 2016.
And it was amazing. We went up to Flagstaff.
Yeah, so our book that summer was The Cost by Russ Miller. And if you're not familiar with Russ, he is with creationministries.org out of northern Arizona. And in fact, we just ended our first semester with the Frameworks course. Yeah, on creation. And what I love about Russ is he is a young earth, six-day creationist, and no holds barred, no punches pulled. He goes for it, and he literally believes, as do I, Genesis 1, Genesis 2. But we've taken that as part of a Frameworks course, and we've put it into our Frameworks program. And for more information on that program and how you can get high school credit for your high schooler, drop into the show notes, and there's some links there. But back in that summer, we were going through the book The Cost, which is basically the foundation for this course. And you're right. What did we do that summer? How did we make those videos?
We got to go up to Russ's home.
Yeah,
he lives in a crater, up near Flagstaff, totally off the grid.
Off the grid, legit.
He has some solar panels. He has some antenna for satellites.
But a beautiful, beautiful place.
It was great.
Yeah, beautiful place. And we were able, over the course of that summer, and that's what you're going to hear starting today, Thursday the 6th. And then for the next few Throwback Thursdays, we're going to take the audio from those videos and give you the opportunity to enjoy Russ and different people from within our organization reflecting with Russ on different aspects of how creation and a biblical understanding of creation definitively impacts biblical worldview.
It's important to know where we came from.
Absolutely. Yep. And do you want to kind of explain that On Purpose for a Purpose? What was the message there? What were we trying to communicate?
Yeah, well, next week you're going to actually hear myself talking about some biblical reason for purpose. And I went to Ephesians chapter 2 where it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith." And then he goes on to say, "You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, do good works."
Yep.
We're just doing what we were made to do. And there's nothing like using a tool for what the tool's supposed to be used for. And we are tools of the Lord. And we are here to do his work. And when you're doing that, it's sweet.
Yeah.
And when you're not doing that, it's not sweet.
And that that flies in the face of the culture today. The culture today says that we are biochemical, cosmological accidents, that we're here by happenstance, that there were evolutionary forces that propelled us into being. And therefore, the resulting worldview is that it doesn't really matter what you do.
We're just animals.
Just animals,
yeah.
Highly evolved animals. And as a product of that, any sense of morality we have is a product of our evolution. It's for a social construct. It's for the good of the community. And that is wholly different, basically for the good of ourselves, as opposed to the biblical worldview, which holds to the fact that we are here on purpose, for a purpose, to serve God's purposes and to serve his kingdom.
And I know one of your big pushes with our school and our admin team and our teachers is pursuing his purpose.
Absolutely.
We want every student that leaves Northwest Christian School to know what they were created for, whether that's in, if you listen to our podcast, it could be a lawyer. God's going to use you. It could be a mailman.
Well, and if you're a framework student, understand this, that you have gifts, talents, and interests that God has invested within you, and those aren't an accident.
No.
They are there by design, and your job, your parents' job, your school's job is to help understand and distill what are those gifts and talents, and then to develop those as best you can, and then use them for kingdom purposes.
Amen.
And so that's these next several Throwback Thursdays. That's the message. That's what you're going to hear. And today's episode is actually shorter than our little intro.
Yeah, it is. I think it's you talking with Russ.
It's Russ and I talking.
Yeah.
We're standing up on the rim. Folks, if you don't have Right Now Media in the show notes, I'll put a link so that you can get in there and sign up for free to our Right Now Media account. And if you want to watch these on video as opposed to listening on the podcast, please feel free to do that.
Today's based a little bit, Mr. Brown.
Faces made for radio, that's for
right.
sure. But the primary issue we want to communicate here to you today is that you are not an accident.
Amen.
You are here for a very specific reason. You are the piece in the puzzle that nobody else can fulfill. And so today, enjoy Throwback Thursday.
Love it.
With Jeff Brown and Russ Miller.
Hi guys, welcome to video number one in the On Purpose video series from Northwest Christian School. We're looking forward to a summer where we find fresh meaning in the words on purpose, realizing that God has created each and every one of us on purpose. We're not an accident. We're here for a reason. I'm standing with author Russ Miller. He's written our summer reading title. It's called The Cost. Russ, the book is centered around an acronym. COST, The Cost, and the title of the book has a very rich meaning. I was wondering if you could introduce that to our families and to our students. What does the title of the book mean?
Well, Jeff, the title is an acronym that tries to explain the foundational issues of the gospel message, because I feel that's largely been lost today. And we'll talk about why that is over the next few weeks, and in the book I explain that. But basically, the COST is an acronym I felt God gave to me because it came to me in just a snap of the finger. But COST, C-O-S, and the cross stands for basically, God gave us a perfect C, creation. Well, what in the world happened to that perfect creation? The O, original sin, specifically Adam's original sin. Adam's original sin, and this brings up the S, separated us from our loving Creator, requiring our redemption through the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's the cost, creation, original sin, the separation from our loving Creator caused by the original sin, and our need for redemption through Jesus Christ. That's the cost.
As our families begin to engage in the book, what sorts of things can they expect?
Well, they're going to see how real science is a believer's best friend. What I try to do is I take on the top 10 old earth beliefs. I take on the top 10 evil fruit of old earth beliefs, because Jesus said we tell good from bad by the fruit. Well, the first fruit of the old earth beliefs is Darwinian evolution. So we take on the top 10 old earth beliefs, the top 10 evil fruit of Old Earth beliefs, the first one being Darwinism. So we immediately go into Darwinian evolution and take on the top 10 Darwinian teachings as well. And what I do is I show the evidence. So here's the evidence that we all have. A lot of times, Jeff, people ask me, hey, Russ, what evidence do you have the Bible's true? Well, I always say, well, the exact same evidence that atheists use to say it's not true. I mean, think about it. Don't we all live in the same world? So don't we have the exact same evidence? So it's never been about the evidence. It's a matter of who gets to interpret that evidence. So I take the evidence and I show the secular interpretation that everybody has been taught today. And then I explain that exact same evidence through a biblical worldview that totally erodes the secular misinterpretation of the world. And by doing so, we can increase people's faith in the authority and trustworthiness of God and His Word, specifically His Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Over the next several weeks, your family will receive an email, and in that email will be an embedded video. And different faculty and staff from Northwest Christian School will be interacting with Russ, and we'll be introducing the different chapters and the different themes that are found in the cost. If you don't yet have your copy of the cost, it's available in the school office, or the link below provides access to Amazon.com where you can get the book for your Kindle. It's going to be a great summer. We're looking forward to great things. Thanks, Russ.
Thank you, Jeff.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.